Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Today we'll look to the future of young people in our region. Tomorrow, Mayor Lyda Crewson and County Executive Steve Stenger will launch the first ever Literacy Initiative, a collaboration between Ready Readers and the St. Louis Regional Early Childhood Council. It's called Turn the Page STL. Joining me to talk about it are Lindsay Noblot, who directs the St. Louis Early Childhood Council, Lisa Greening, the Executive Director of Ready Readers. Their two organizations promote early literacy. Thank you so much for being with us, ladies.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
This is an important project. And Lindsay, let me start with you. Why is an initiative like this even necessary?
An initiative like this is so necessary because making sure that early childhood programs and children in St. Louis are reading from the very beginning and making sure that all families and communities are part of early learning and the continuation of making sure that families and communities and organizations in the community are coming together to promote early literacy is so important for developing a larger system for early literacy.
Well, why are those skills so important at such an early age?
They're very important because we know that early literacy and vocabulary are the strongest predictors of success in school.
Just that simple.
It's pretty simple.
Lisa, you've been at this for a while. Ready Readers, of course, is numbers in the thousands, the number of kids have been assisted by. Give me your perspective on that and how well it works and what the outcomes are that you've seen.
Well, I think this is twofold. One, we have a plethora of amazing organizations here in St. Louis that work with young children. It's important to start reading with your children, talking with your children, give and take with your children on day one. Their minds, those synapses are full and ready. If you think about this, you can learn any language when you're born, right? Mm-hmm. But many of us just hear English. Mm-hmm. So that synapse gets stronger and stronger and stronger. The other ones dissipate. What if you don't hear any language? Mm-hmm. By the time you're five, 90% of your language is formed. And it is almost impossible to go backwards. It's very, very difficult for teachers. They do it, but it's difficult. Let's do it easily. And if we've got 14, 15 amazing organizations here in St. Louis, everything from the St. Louis Public Library to other early literacy organizations like Ready Readers, or there's lots of them out there. Bring Me a Book St. Louis is another one. Why don't we come together, was our thought. Lisa Carrico with the Missouri Humanities Council and I, this is our dream. Today is our dream coming true. Bringing everybody together, all this wealth of resources, and helping families start at the beginning, then helping early childhood centers with literacy while children are very young, and then continuing through the school district. And we can do this as a community, just like they do in most other communities throughout the United States.
Lindsay, how's it going to work?
Well, I think it's going to work in a few different ways. We're really excited. Tomorrow is our launch at the Missouri History Museum at 10 o'clock on the steps. So the launch is basically to celebrate Ready Readers and their impact that they've had on the community over the last 20 years, as well as launch our initiative, Turn the Page STL. And so what's been happening kind of in the background the last few months, or actually over a year, this has kind of been coming together, but more so within the last few months since my hiring, it's coming on and bringing on folks from all different agencies and partners, like Lisa had mentioned, and actually come together in one room and talk about how we're going to come together with calls to action and making sure that we are increasing early literacy, because we know that it's a strong predictor on life outcomes for our children and beyond.
How do you expose those kids, Lisa? How do you expose these kids to the books? There are many homes in which there are no books.
There are many homes that there are no books. But there are so many organizations in St. Louis that are ready to give these children books. We have amazing home visiting programs here in St. Louis. Parents as Teachers, Nurses for Newborns, Nurse Family Partnership. As Turn the Page STL, can provide books for those organizations to get into the homes so that they're working on many outcomes. We can solely concentrate on literacy for those children. So it's working together with everybody.
Where do you get the books?
Where do we get the books?
Right.
Well, you know what? A lot of us get the books from our community that has means, you know, that donate books. Their children grow older and they donate books. Also, publishers are amazing with giving books to children who we get at Ready Readers. We buy our books through the publishers at a very significant discount.
Lindsay, is there? I noticed that at your launch tomorrow, that the mayor of St. Louis and the county executive are going to be involved. Is there a role for government in this at all? Or are they just cheerleaders for the project?
Well, I think there's a role for everyone to be involved. And something like this, an initiative that is so strong, has to have complete collaboration from civic leaders, from community members, from mayor, from Lisa, from, you know, everyone mm-hmm. down the street. So it's very important for everybody to play their part into making sure that, you know, St. Louis that reads together succeeds together. Mm-hmm. So everybody has a part.
And this is based on a model in Kansas City mm-hmm. that was started by the mayor of Kansas City called Turn the Page KC. And they've been so successful in that community. 6 years ago, 38% of the children mm-hmm. were at or above third grade reading scores. Now they're at 58%. So we're just taking a proven model and bringing it to this community.
But you're talking basically about preschool kids.
Absolutely.
What is the age group of the kids you'll be working with, and is there mm-hmm. a demographic component to this?
Absolutely. I think we'll be targeting low-income communities, mm-hmm. absolutely. Something to understand, though, is that learning to read starts at day one, mm-hmm. and the vocabulary that you have when you enter kindergarten is the number one predictor of third-grade reading scores. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to start out focusing on before kindergarten, before a child, many children have a certified school teacher. Mm-hmm. That's where our majority of our efforts are going to be pushed towards.
Well, the kids at that age are not going to be reading per se. They're going to have to be read too.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Read too. And that's what all these different organizations mm-hmm. do, whether it's the public library story times or Ready Readers volunteers or encouraging families, encouraging the television to be turned off, honestly. And a lot of language can be acquired just by simply telling stories, not even through books, but storytelling.
Yeah, but that brings me back to the point when you have the households where there are no books.
That's right.
You know, and it would be very important, I would assume, that the parents be, you know, mm-hmm. the first line of offense, if you will.
And that's what we're going to, that is extraordinarily important. And there's a lot of great, great work that's being done right now, especially into the Regional Early Childhood Council, of these parent cafes, sessions and working with parents and getting families to understand how important it is and how important it's almost changing habits and they can be difficult. But our first line is to get them the books and get them the resources and be a support system out there.
Lindsay, tell me about the council. And not everyone is familiar with the council as they might be with Ready Readers. But what exactly do you do and how?
Yeah, so the St. Louis Regional Early Childhood Council has been around since around 2011. We are a group, a mighty group of mm-hmm. individuals from all walks of life in the community within St. Louis, corporate partners, health professionals, nonprofits. We're all working together to build a comprehensive system for early childhood within the region. And that is difficult at times to, you know, have people think kind of systems level, but that is exactly what our purpose is to do. And so over the next 12 months, we're going to be, we are working on a bunch of different goals. Growing an early literacy campaign is one. So Turn the Page STL is just one part of St. Louis Regional Early Childhood Initiatives. We're also going to grow an early early screening initiative, as well as launch an early childhood action fund to increase quality within our programs. And lastly, to continue to advocate at the state and local levels for policy change that impacts childcare.
A lot of work.
That is a lot of work.
Yeah.
what sort of things, I'll turn to you, Lisa, with the kinds of things you would want from legislators and politicians?
The number one thing I would like from legislators is to increase the child care subsidy for quality child care for low-income families. And that brings me to the second, the other half of the coin is I would love our legislators to have a quality ratings instrument for our early child care centers. We do not, you as a parent, have no way of knowing whether the child care center where your child is going to, what indicators, what good things or bad things are happening there. And children die, and legislators need to be very aware of this.
Are you only working with childhood centers? Is that?
Oh, you mean like versus home?
Yeah.
Now, Ready Readers is only in licensed early childhood centers, mm-hmm. but the St. Louis Regional Early Childhood Council works with all children, family home cares, staying at home with moms. It's across the region. It's just children ages birth to five living in low-income areas.
And that's Bingo. And from your end, finding these kids is done how?
Mm. It's extremely difficult. I think that the way to find children is the way to find influencers within their community. And so I think, most recently with my work on 24-1 through 5x5, an early childhood initiative through Beyond Housing, I think, one of the biggest lessons learned from that project was how important it was to build on the community influencers that are there, already on the ground, that have credibility. And those are your voices that can be out there every day into your community, speaking out, getting folks involved, making sure that children are in childcare, making sure that, children have access to resources beyond maybe what others around St. Louis have. And so I think it's just to be out there and making those connections with the people and communities that really, have connections with people.
We have to take a break now. We're talking with Lisa Greening, Executive Director of Ready Readers here in St. Louis, and also Lindsay Knobloch, Director of the St. Louis Early Childhood Council. And we're talking about Turn the Page STL, which is a project, an early literacy project, if you will. It's being launched tomorrow. We'll talk more about the launch and some of the other things pertaining to this subject, and we'll do that momentarily. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. And welcome back to our conversation with Lisa Greening and Lindsay Knobloch. We're talking about early literacy and the importance of getting youngsters into the reading habit at a very early age. We have an email here from Anne, and before I read it, let me encourage folks who have questions or comments about a program like this or experiences with programs like this to give us a call at 382-8255. It's 382-TALK. Send us an email to talk@stlpublicradio.org, or we'll take a tweet at STL on Air. But Anne emails, I'm a former teacher and a mother of a 9 and 11-year-old. I have boxes of books that I've had a hard time letting go for sentimental reasons, but I want them to be in the hands of our young readers. How can I donate? Lisa?
Thank you. You can call Ready Readers, 314-564-8070. Ask for Nora, and we can pick them up, or you can drop them off at our warehouse. And we build classroom libraries in many of the low-income child care centers with those books.
Do you have certain conditions about the conditions of the books?
Yeah, please, we don't take books with missing pages. Any religious books, we pass on to churches or synagogues.
We have a tweet from Jessica who writes, love the show. Thank you, Jessica. Is there one children's book we might be reading right now? What would it be? Any ideas?
How old is the child?
I don't know. Jessica would have to tweet back. Let's say the child is 3 to 5.
I can tell you that the one that all of our kids in Ready Readers, 10,000 of our kids are getting this month, is an adorable book called Cosmo Zooms. And Cosmo is this dog, and he can't bark as loud as some dogs, and he can't wag his tail as much as other dogs, but he finds out that he's great at skateboarding.
Good at something.
Good at something. Well, there's some classics, though, I can share, too.
Sure. Well, give us the name of a couple, because, you know, if parents are out there who are not involved in this but might want to get started at home themselves.
I highly encourage Mother Goose Rhymes. I highly encourage sing-alongs. I highly encourage classics, including The Very Hungry Caterpillar, Good Night Moon, things like Three Billy Goats Gruff. Is an important one. If you remember trip trapping over the bridge with the troll, those are all very age appropriate for 3 to 5 year olds.
Well, age appropriate is one thing. And Lindsay, do you want to get in on this? Do you have some ideas?
Favorite children's books?
I think I have a ton of my own personal favorite children's books, but I think I wanted to kind of kick in with Lisa is that if you haven't and you're out there and you're looking for more books around diversity, you should really check out I See Me. It's a bookstore focusing on a ton of different children, their backgrounds, and it's celebrating diversity. And so if you haven't been down there, it's in U-City.
Mm-hmm. On Olive Street.
And so I really highly recommend that.
We can also check our website. We did a program on this subject a couple of months ago. And if you go to stlpublicradio.org and go to our site at St. Louis on the Air, you can find that program and get a lot more information on that program.
You can also go to readyreaders.org. We've got our favorites up there. And there's another amazing organization in St. Louis called We Stories. That is, go to their website, great stories, understanding the racial diversity in our nation.
That's what I wanted to get to with regard to the age appropriateness. That is clearly understood. But in terms of determining, how to select books for young readers, what sort of things should parents, teachers, whomever be looking at?
First, fantastic illustrations. A great picture book should be able to be read by you, by a child, by the pictures. That's what the children focus on at a young age. Secondly, good vocabulary. When we talk, we don't use certain words like once upon a time or those big, strong verbs. Look for those big, strong words. And look for fun. I think that's the third most important thing. Things that sing-song and rhyme, repeat themselves over and over again. Children just flock to those books.
Right. I'm getting a message here on board books because kids like to put things in their mouth is what I'm told.
Highly suggest board books up to age 3 at least or longer. And you can duct tape board books. My children.
You can duct tape anything.
You're right. But because they're going to want to flip through them over and over and over again. And that is called emergent literacy. That is your pre-reading skills.
Lindsay, is there a role for libraries in all of this? Mm-hmm. I would have to assume there would be somehow.
Yes, for sure. And Turn the Page STL has a huge variety of partners that are from our library community. It's really actually exciting because Turn the Page STL has brought together all of our libraries to be in one collaborative unit. I think sometimes not everybody recognizes that there is actually a variety of library systems within St. Louis. We have St. Louis County Library. We have St. Louis Public Library. We also have a subset of municipal libraries as well. And so they've all tag teamed to join us for this initiative that I think is really awesome. And so what we're doing with them is to piggyback off of any literacy, initiative or event that they're having within their own library, but to also, continue to make sure that families and communities know about how to access a library card. And I think that is going to be their, number one mission and our mission as well to make sure that as many kids as possible and families have access to a library card.
You know, one of the things we've talked about frequently on this program is how libraries are changing and how they are becoming and have been becoming more of a community center where families are spending more time and not only doing things pertaining to books, but having meetings and certainly
movies,
using computer.
Movies, computers, family programming, like parent educators probably come a lot of times and use those spaces. Absolutely. And, you know, something that both the county and public library do, they bring in amazing authors and costume characters. And this past weekend, they had the Little Readers Festival at the St. Louis County Library. Mm-hmm. Over 2,000 young children showed up. It's exciting time. It's an exciting time to bring everybody together.
And it's a great way to get people into a library, to mm-hmm. acquaint them with what is really mm-hmm. what is really there, mm-hmm. the books that are. How about working with schools? We're talking about a preschool mm-hmm. age group, but I have to assume that you want mm-hmm. follow-up to what you're doing. Lindsay?
Yeah, I think our plan for sure is to reach out to all of our community child care providers, as well as our Head Starts, as well as, you know, anyone that is providing service and care for children under 5, to ensure that they have the resources and the knowledge available to put books in front of kids and really increase that access.
Most public schools, especially those that serve low-income children, have pre-K programs with certified teachers. So of the 44 grade schools in the St. Louis Public School District, all of those buildings have 2 to 4 pre-K mm-hmm. classrooms in there. So we will be pulling in the school districts and their pre-K classrooms.
That pre-K education overall is so critically important.
Fantastic.
Anymore. We have a tweet here from Susie who writes, this is an incredible statistic here. Literacy is so important to economic development. The St. Louis Business Journal reports that Rankin Tech only had 1 in 11 people pass a literacy exam for admission.
That's right.
This is right. 2017 in the United States.
And the St. Louis, and I will do a shout out to the St. Louis Regional Chamber, who has been working with the St. Louis Regional Early Childhood Council and is very aware of this issue. And I look forward, we look forward to working with them as we continue, because there are jobs in St. Louis. We need a workforce that is qualified for those jobs.
And we know that a qualified workforce only happens when our littlest ones are ready for kindergarten.
That's right.
And that's why early childhood is so important.
That takes us right back to where we started on the importance of this. I have an interesting question here. When going back to the notion of parents and others reading to children, how often should you do that? She's spent a minimum amount of time doing it, and does the amount of time you spend reading with young people change as they get older?
I highly suggest daily that you read to your young children. It's a wonderful way to get them a routine down, especially to help them go to bed at night, brush your teeth, take a bath, read a book. It makes your life so much easier as a parent. I read before naps, and a lot of people do that also. You can never read too much, honestly. Mm-hmm. I read aloud to my children till they were in eighth grade.
What about talking books? I'm guessing, I don't know this for a fact, but I assume there are talking books out there for young people. Is that a good thing to start?
It's
not
bad, but it does not show. Your language is learned through oral communication, back and forth, the give and take, and the talking book cannot respond to the great questions that most three-year-olds have.
And as a bonding agent, having that parent or grandparent or whomever, friend, teacher there. Okay, our time is winding down. Let's talk about the event tomorrow, because it's more than just Lida Carusin and Steve Stenger making a speech or two. What else is going on?
We're celebrating Ready Readers' 20th birthday. We will be joined by our media sponsor, the 9 Network, and 7 of their favorite characters, like Clifford will be there. Curious George, Peg and Cat, Arthur, Super Y, and Buddy from Dino Train. We will, after we cut the ribbon to announce Turn the Page STL, those characters will visit 2 early childhood centers in the city and 2 early childhood centers in the county in a bubble bus, passing out copies of Curious George to all the children. It's just a fun way of beginning a lot of hard work that we're going to be doing these upcoming years.
Right. Anything you want to add, Lindsay, before we say goodbye?
Yeah, I think I'm just really excited for tomorrow and to see everybody out there, and just to thank our generous funders, the Dana Brown Charitable Trust and the Youth Bridge Community Foundation.
You've got a lot of help, I know, and a lot of partners. Well, I want to thank you both, Lisa Greening and Lindsay Noblot, for being with us and for the work you're doing. Hope you have a great day tomorrow and a successful project. It's going to be ongoing, obviously.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.